Zooming. Hi, my name's Jill and I'm an alcoholic. One day I found myself alone in a touring caravan on the banks of Loch Lomond because I'd pushed my family away so that I could isolate after 34 years of drinking and 14 years in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous. That day I finally realised I was powerless. And I did not know what to do. I held my head in sheer panic and fear and said, God, I don't know what to do. Then I became aware of a voice saying, you know exactly what to do. You have to go back to AA. I got up, showered, and went to an AA meeting in Dumbarton. And what a welcome I received. Big cuddles, friendly handshakes, phone numbers, and words of wisdom were shared. I left the meeting filled with hope that I was back where I belonged. I joined that group, and about a month and many meetings later, COVID struck. I couldn't believe it and wondered what I would do without meetings. The little monkey that always waits for me said, you can just get drunk. But this time it was answered by a voice saying, that's not your solution anymore. And I realised I had to find another way. I heard of Pal Talk, which was great because I could listen and talk when I had the courage. Then came Skype, which I'd never really liked, but it was nice to see faces. Someone later suggested that I try my old home group from 10 years before, which was on Zoom. And that is when I was rocketed into the fourth dimension. My life came alive with God showing me how technology can help even more alcoholics than before. A sponsor appeared. She should have come on a white horse as she completely changed my life. I went through the program of recovery as it's outlined in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and in between lockdowns, we even managed to do my fifth step face to face, which was an amazing experience. I wasn't afraid to disclose everything to her, and she took me through the rest of the steps. I found the Women's International Meeting, and I met the most amazing women who loved me till I could love myself. I joined them at their home groups all around the world, from Brighton to Hawaii, and it was fantastic. We shared together, read together, and learned about the history of AA together. We put together Zoom conventions with old and new members, and they guided me through the traditions. I went to Stepping Stones, the home of Bill Wilson and his wife Lois, and to Dr. Bob's home, where I learned about the first 100 members. We went on road trips and had days out, Zooming around the world, going sometimes to 10 meetings a day. I went to bed with the words of wisdom from the women's meetings ringing in my ears. And on days I thought I couldn't get out of bed, I listened to the 24-hour meeting and got up. Some days in my jammies and some days dressed, but mostly in my jammies. I went to a prayer and meditation meeting led by some older members who taught me how to pray and meditate. That was and is a beautiful meeting. They told me to put stickers up which read, I am enough. And today I know I am enough. I am the best version of Jill I have ever been. Today I am studying for a degree in forensic psychology. I had no education previously. I attend AA every day I have a sponsor, a home group, and the privilege of helping others. I've not thought of a drink since the 8th of February 2020, and yesterday I received a chip which said, 1 year sober. I can't thank AA, my higher power, and the fellowship enough for what it's done for my family and friends. I have a life beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm finally at peace with the world. I hope and pray that this letter helps anyone reading it to follow chapter 5, how it works, because it works if you work it. One last thing I've learned is, I can't do this alone. Jill S., Priest Hill, Wednesday.